Sportsnet 650.
I tell you, though, right now, you could have the argument. Who's the better hockey player in the Tri-Cities, which is Coquitlam, Port Moody, Ryan's up in Anmore, and Matt Barzell is in on that conversation. Matt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. Thank you very much for joining us. You know, we'll get to all the hockey and the success you have had on the weekend and thus far. What is life in New York from a kid from Coquitlam? What's been your best off day as a New York Islander in that city?
Best off day. You know what? You know, most off days we're kind of just relaxing. Like, you don't get too many during the season, but, you know, I've head down to the city a couple times, just, go kill some time down there, go do a little shopping, head down to Times Square, checked out Soho. So yeah, it was fun.
What about sporting events? Have you been to any?
No, I haven't. I got, plans to go to a Nets game here pretty soon though.
Very nice. Young kid in New York City. That's got to be pretty sweet. In terms of on the ice, you've been able to play and build some pretty good chemistry with Jordan Eberle. How is it to play with a skilled player like that?
Oh, yeah. He's so good. He's a great guy. You know, a friend of mine now here and just a really skilled player. Loves to play give and go. And he's, you know, such a good goal scorer, too. So we've had some good chemistry together, had some good games, and hopefully we can just keep that going.
How difficult was last year in the sense, I think you felt you were good enough to play and did enough for this team last year. Most people thought that you probably could have been with the New York Islanders last year. What kind of mentality did you take back after not making the team to get better and have the start you've had this year?
I just think kind of, you know, bringing back the mentality, I got to see all these pros and how they work just all day and every day they bring it. So I think that was just the biggest thing I tried. Making sure that I didn't take any days off and was always trying to get better.
You surprised how well things have gone for you so far?
No, I wouldn't say surprised. No, I'm grateful that, being given a pretty good opportunity with ice time and being put on a pretty good line with Andrew Ladd and Jordan Eberle. So I think, I'm not surprised, but just more grateful that, things have gone well.
You're playing with a couple of guys that have seen a lot in the NHL, especially Andrew Ladd. Won cups with a couple of different teams. What kind of impact has he had on your career early on?
He's such a good guy. He's, you know, he's local, so he kind of chirps me a little bit about Coquitlam. I give it to him a little bit about Ridge Meadows, and he's an awesome veteran, and it's just nice to play with a guy that has so much experience, and you know he brings it every night. So he's a great winger.
What do you learn from Tavares?
Just work ethic. Seriously, I say it. I probably sound like a broken tape recorder now, but he works so hard every day and just tries to get better every single day. And that's just pretty cool to see, you know, one of the best players in the NHL doing that just day in and day out. So that's something I, you know, try to bring as well.
In the world of assists, he had a beauty last week working on the boards. Was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did they chirp you about how you set up one on the weekend? I think they clocked you here on one of the shows. You had the puck for 16 seconds as you did a Burnaby Winter Club drill and just skated around the ice.
Yeah, no, it was a little different assist. His was, I think, a little bit more flashy and nice. So,
well, yours, come on, Matt, yours wasn't bad. You circled the team twice. That wasn't bad.
Yeah, no, there was, I don't know why there was so much room on the outside and stuff. So I got lucky with all the time and space I had, but he had to work. I mean, Couturier, he's one of the good shutdown centermen, good hard-nosed centermen. So he played him pretty well.
It's a smart rookie move by giving Tavares all the credit there. Nicely done, Matt, on that. In terms of, there's a couple of hockey teams in the greater New York area there. How high is the level of hate between the Islanders and Rangers? Because we, you know, we have our own local rivalries here, whether it's the Canucks and the Flames or the Oilers, but
yeah,
how's that rivalry out there?
I think for a lot of guys that it's in the organization and fans more so. I've only played against them once, really, so I don't really have that emotional like hate towards them. I don't think, I'm sure some players do, but just because, you know, they've played each other lots and the battle kind of across the street. But, I mean, I don't have that just yet, but I'm just trying to play well every game. It doesn't really matter who I'm playing, but it's just cool to see all the fans and they get into it. It's great.
Matt, I think I did a story on you. You might have been 14 or 15 at the time, and we did a feature on you. You're just getting set to make your decision. I think played a few games with the Express and went to Seattle. So now we fast forward. How recognizable are you in the area, and how do you learn how to handle the media and do that? Is it a natural thing for you? Back then, I walked away going, that's a pretty well-spoken young man. Has this been natural, or do you got to work at it?
I appreciate that, by the way. But no, I think just kind of always kind of just tried being myself and not saying too much or, you know, saying too little. So just my agency actually lets us work with some media guys, you know, when we were younger and stuff. So yeah, just I think I've just kind of always been I've never been shy to do an interview or get on camera.
Are you recognized or outside of the rink?
No, I mean, we're in New York. We're, yeah. We're pretty much we're in the middle of the totem pole, probably. That's, I mean, there's some pretty cool actresses and everything else going on down there. So
nice, nice. So you're a BCHL guy that Perry mentioned, WHL guy. There's always rumors and interest in the NHL in Seattle. You played in Seattle for the right. Thunderbirds. Do you think the NHL could work there?
I think so. I think it's a cool little city, and you see their fans get behind the Seahawks as long as the team's doing well. And, you know, if they had to start like Vegas, I'm sure they would do just great, you know, winning games and coming right into things and not being a lower-end team. So I think they would do great. They were passionate with us. They're loud. They love just hits and fights and all that stuff. So I think they'd do well, yeah.
How quickly, when you check out scores at night, do you look at the box score and see what happened in Vancouver and or in Arizona? And do you keep an eye on those who you may be battling for a Calder Trophy with?
No, I honestly don't. I check every score, whether it's Arizona, Vancouver. Obviously, I've seen, I see what they're doing and that kind of stuff. It's pretty hard to just completely ignore everything. So I check every game. I watch games and yeah, I'm a kind of a stats. I love just looking at stats and just seeing what's going on. So I check everything.
We always talk. I had an interesting conversation with someone about Connor McDavid's father. Your dad played junior with Brett Hull when he scored like 105. Yeah. And your dad actually put up some good numbers with Penticton.
Yeah, I know.
Do you get fatherly advice, or have you outgrown that yet? Or what kind of conversation?
No, we still talk hockey. We talk hockey all day pretty much whenever we're talking back home in the summer and all that kind of stuff, my game, just what's going on in the hockey world or anything. So in terms of my game, yeah, I mean, he's still just, you know, I don't think he's ever going to be a dad that can just say, you know, good game or, you know, on to the next one. He throws a little pointers at me, lets me know if I did some things right or that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, he knows I'm being coached by Doug Wade and Scott Gomez and Kelly Buckberger, so Luke Richardson, all these NHLers. So he knows I'm in pretty good hands.
You guys have, yeah, you do have Team Oiler in your coaching staff there back in those days with Bucky and Doug and all those guys. Are they easy?
Yeah.
I mean, we've heard a lot about Travis Green and how he's communicated with Brock Besser and all that and really had a good open relationship. Is that the kind of relationship that they fostered with you being one of their young stars there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they don't really let me take anything for granted or get complacent, which is nice. You know, they're on me when I'm doing stuff wrong or if I'm, doing stuff well. So they've been awesome just with communication. And I think that's huge as a young guy.
Sportsnet 650.